Then tonight, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. Tomorrow out there, west winds 10 knots. Wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. And for current temperatures, looks like, let's see here. Salinas is at 60 degrees, 59 in Watsonville. And in Monterey, it's 59 as well. We are at 61 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, let's see what I have here. Looks like there's a traffic hazard on southbound 101 just north of Abbott Street. And it's a huge box of produce in lane 1. CHP is on the way to go grab that, so watch out for that. And I did get a call about 45 minutes ago that southbound 17 is starting to get backed up already for the weekend travel. So if you see something, you can call me at 475-1080. Let me know about it. And the official time at 10:07 and 3 seconds on this Saturday, July 30th. Up next, Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James. Whoa. Okay.
What was that?
I don't know, but you got to turn that down.
You mean, is that me? That's on my side?
Yes, sir. Now it's good.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I know.
You know what it might have been? It might have been Skype from Boulder, Colorado. It might have been.
Got it.
Listen, Nikki James, I didn't get to say publicly thank you so much for the wonderful job you did on the Wharf to Wharf race.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a blast. Did you have fun out there?
Had fun out there. Every year I say that I'm gonna run it myself, or at least run it, half run it and walk it.
Yeah.
And it's just much more comfortable to sit in the KSCO van.
Well, you get the bird eye view, if you know what I mean.
But you know what I was doing? I've got a whole bunch of old 8mm, little tiny video cassettes, you know, from camcorders back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yep.
And I'm so disorganized, I didn't label most of them. So it's like a treasure trove of stuff from when we were much younger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so I've been transferring these to computer files. And some of them will be, you know, uploaded to YouTube. Some of them will go to KSCO.com and so forth. And it's going to be absolutely just fun and amazing.
Ooh, that'll
be
great.
Do you know who Sonny Bono is?
I do.
Or was.
Was.
I should say.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he was sitting here in this exact position, you know. And I remember that we interviewed Sonny Bono in 1992. But I don't remember, and I remember getting a snapshot of me and him and one or two other staff people.
Sweet.
Yeah, which we lost. I don't know where that is.
Oh, no.
But here it was in this unlabeled video cassette, the entire 41-minute interview that we did on
On
Good Morning Monterey Bay. Yeah.
Awesome.
And so it's really, really neat because it's a complete interview with Sonny Bono when he was still mayor of Palm Springs, and he was running for the U.S. Senate. Now, I don't think he made it to the U.S. Senate, but he did subsequently make it to the House of Representatives.
Yes.
And so forth. And so and then, of course, he was tragically killed on a ski. And by the way, in checking that out, there's a lot of speculation that that is not true, that an experienced skier would not ski off a trail and go into
a tree.
Yeah. So there are some people who think that the Sonny Bono death was really a murder.
Ooh.
So, yeah. But anyhow, so we have this great interview, and it's very good sound and very good picture. And that's one of the many things that I discovered on the videos that I was transferring to computer here.
Cool.
So
that's
it's great.
Awesome.
So exciting. So
yay.
Exciting. By the way, Kay has just walked in the door here. It's another Kay Day at KSCO. Those of you who have been meaning to get a copy of for KSCO, I'm Kay Zwirling, her wonderful hardcover book that's full of wisdom, and it's just great and full of humor. Today is another day that you can come on down to the station at 2300 Portola Drive and sit down, talk with Kay, and she will autograph a copy of her book for you. Not only autograph it, probably, you know, inscribe it. There's a difference between an autograph and an inscription. An inscription has sort of a personal note and so forth. So anyhow, the book is $25. You can buy it online, bring in the receipt, or you can just come on down, buy it here at the radio station. But and sales of Kay's book go to support KSCO, and we want to put that out. And so many people have said over the years that the commentaries are so good they really should be in a book, and now they are. So come on down, and if you can't come on down today, go on to KSCO.com, our website, and it's very prominent on the right-hand side. Click on the Kay's new book, buy Kay's new book here, and just go ahead and do it through PayPal with using your credit card. And you can either arrange for us to ship it to you for a little shipping and handling fee, or you can just bring in your receipt during business hours during the week when Kay probably won't be here. She tends to be here during the Saturday special. Not all the time, but today is definitely one of those days. So let us start our program, which we expect will be just a fine, fine program today.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
How much would people pledge to not have me sing along with the music or do my version of it? You know, get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO. How much would people pay? What am I bid? What am I bid? All right, so we're going to have a good program today with our good friend pharmacist Ben Fuchs, who is on every day on one of your favorite radio stations, AM 1340, 8 to 9 a.m.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
I think that it is sickening, disgusting, and tragic that there is so much advertising for toxic prescription drugs in the media. But should it be illegal as it is for cigarette advertising? Wow, that's a tough one. But it does make you wonder why advertising for one is legal and that advertising for the other is not. The least healthy people I know are those on polypharmacy or regularly taking multiple prescription drugs. But they keep taking more and more, getting sicker and sicker and poorer and poorer. What's wrong with these people? Are they in some media and broken healthcare system inspired trance that will kill them long before their time? I think so. Let's talk about it with the brightest pharmacist I know, our own Ben Fuchs from The Bright Side, which airs weekdays from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KOMY AM 1340 or on demand at brightsideben.com on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Few Things Push My Button Harder Than This Radio, AM 1080 KSCO. Ben. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Yes. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you good.
Can you hear me well?
I can hear you well.
Hey, listen. I want to say something before you start. Before you start, MC, I've been on the Saturday special probably, what, 5 or 6 times now. And every time I notice that you do your little opening spiel and then you play the music, right?
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that is the reason why I am proud to call you my friend. And that is the reason why you're so successful, because you take things that are normal and tweak them just slightly. Like, I always tease you about the way you use the words. You know how I get a kick out of that?
Oh, you like deodorant?
I love that. I love it. And it, because what it does is it says that you're it's a testimony to your creativity, how you take things that are completely mundane and ordinary, like an intro. Everybody on the planet plays their theme song and then does their intro. But you do your intro and then play the theme song. And it's just a tiny little example of how you like to do that, exploit the mundane and sort of take advantage of what everybody thinks is mundane and make it just with your own little twist. And I admire that and I love that. And that's why I love hanging out with you.
Well, let's have you on the Saturday special exclusively from now on, because I never get compliments.
That's an amazing, that's a gift.
That's a great compliment. Thank you,
that
man.
That is a gift that you have. Yes.
Appreciate it. Okay, so what's it like to have a 1 hour a day program? I mean, that's quite a commitment. I know you love to speak and you love to have people listen to your message.
Well, it's a bully pulpit. You know what I mean when I say that? It's a
sure.
Bully. It's a way that I can get this message across that I've been doing it. I've been doing this messaging now for probably 15 years. Since the middle to late 90s, I just got this thing that said to me, you got to go out and talk to people about this stuff. And so I've been doing it for quite a while. And by the way, it's the presentation that I do is finely honed, because the message is so compelling and it's so inspiring that people want to hear it over and over again, and I tell it over and over again. And whenever you do something over and over again, Michael, no matter how – you could be the dumbest, you know, idiot in the world, but if you do something over and over again, eventually you're going to get good at it. And so I enjoy it very much, and it's really – the message has been so finely honed that it's really changing people's lives, and dramatically. And I knew it would happen, and so I'm starting to get these calls now and letters for people who've been participating in the program. Basically, I can call it the program, but I don't want to glorify it that much. It's just common sense. But anyway, people who've done this and they're losing weight and their blood pressure's dropping and their skin is improving. I mean, I get these letters routinely, and I'm not at all surprised because I've seen it happen over and over and over again. At the beginning of my program, I say that. I say, look, folks, I have seen blood pressure drop, diabetes go away, psoriasis disappear, acne clear up. I've seen it all over and over and over again, 27 years. So I feel very comfortable saying to you that if you do this, if you do this, you will get better. Now, sometimes people are so far down the rabbit hole that you gotta play around with it. You gotta treat it like a puzzle. But what I realized is there are three main points of illness in the body that affect every single other system. Everything else, from cancer to heart disease to kidney problems to osteoarthritis or osteoporosis or whatever. There's 12,000 different diseases plus. And let me tell you something. It all boils down to three systems in the body, and we are so smart we're dumb as a culture, because when you go to the medical library, which I do frequently here in Denver, the books and the volumes and the research on the minutiae, the tiny little molecular enzyme systems that we have available to us that we understand about the body is so – our understanding of the body and its minutiae is so unbelievably deep and voluminous – but we still are sicker than we ever were before.
Yeah, why is that? I think it's because of toxic prescription drugs. Do you think is that a simplification?
That's an example of how we're so smart we're dumb. Uh-huh. Toxic prescription drugs are the most incredible science. The ability to fine-tune a molecule so it can just sit in one enzyme system and knock out an entire enzyme system is so sophisticated. It's so technologically brilliant. It's almost godly. The power of a prescription drug. But the problem is it doesn't address the issue. It's like a magic trick. It's like misdirection. You know, we have all these examples of misdirection in our culture where they tell you one thing and imply something and then sneak in something else. So you get this messaging with prescription drugs and commercials. Oh, you take your anti-cholesterol drug, I won't have a heart attack. That's the messaging. And the guy with the anti-cholesterol medicine, he always looks like he's just got out of the gym, and he's 50 years old. You know, he's a little older, but he's buff. He's riding a mountain bike. He's in the mountains. When the reality is that, you know, the people who are taking these drugs, they ain't riding down no mountain bikes. The people riding down mountain bikes, they don't need cholesterol-lowering drugs. The people needing the drugs and the prescriptions, like you said in that brilliant intro of yours, commercial promo, is that the people who are taking all the darn drugs look like crap. They feel like crap.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, I'm 59 now, Ben, and you're a few years behind me, but you're over 50. Am I allowed to say that? I think I'm
51 years old.
Yeah, 51.
Going on 52, and I'm very comfortable with my imminent demise and mortality.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know if this is the case with you, but with me, people that I hang with, it's like I know I've become an old person because we don't talk about much things other than our ailments and what we're doing.
Well, it doesn't have to be, Michael. I haven't been to a doctor in decades, and I don't plan on going to one.
But what about people? You probably hang with younger people though, right? Who aren't concerned about that.
Tell you, I don't want to sound like I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I live in Boulder, Colorado. I actually live in Denver, but I spend my time in Boulder. And let me tell you something, the mentality here is so unique when it comes to health that I'm not rare. I'm not rare in where I come from.
So people of all ages, not just younger people.
People understand the dynamics of the human body here in a way that I've never seen before.
Why is that? You do a lot of speaking there?
I've been here since 1982. I've been here many, many years, and I know the culture very well.
Did you go there because of that culture?
I came here because it had this remarkable beauty. It's stunningly beautiful. It's mind-blowingly beautiful. But it's a very difficult place to live because if you don't produce – you get kicked out because it's an expensive place to live. And so it's only for a privilege. It's only for privileged people who are producing somehow.
Well, lots of people. You should move to Santa. Well, you like to produce, so it doesn't really matter.
I like Santa Cruz a lot. In fact, I could, except for the weather, I don't like so much. Santa Cruz is a little grungier than Boulder. Boulder's got a little cleaner. It's the mountains. It's high.
Yeah.
You know, it's very it's just remarkably beautiful. But the point is that people here are much more hip to nutrition. I'll tell you where the worst
than
place
in
is.
Santa Cruz, because Santa Cruz people are pretty.
Santa Cruz is pretty close. No, uh-huh. Santa Cruz is pretty close actually. Santa Cruz, that's what I say. Santa Cruz, it's just a little grittier. Santa Cruz is very, very close. I'll tell you where what's really messed up is back east. That's where the arrogant people are. That's where the real establishment people are, is back east. Oh, I go to the doctor, the doctor tells me this. My doc, are you a doctor? I love that question. Are you a doctor? What the heck is with this? This is all PR, folks. This Dr. Crapola. Now, are there smart doctors? Yes. Are there good doctors? Yes. Are there honest, integritous doctors? Yes. Absolutely. They're the same with plumbers.
When you were a kid, Ben, weren't doctors idolized?
Deified. There was a deification process that took place as a product of public relations back in the
day. But something changed. Something changed somewhere along the way, and I don't know what it is. Do you?
What do you mean it changed?
Something changed. Doctors aren't idolized as much
as
they are.
Because they know they screw up all the time. And we're sicker than we ever were before. And I'm going to tell you something now, a dirty little secret that only nurses and pharmacists know. Doctors can be idiots, flat out idiots with a capital I. And nurses know it and pharmacists know it because we work with them. Now, I don't want to be one of those guys that rips on doctors. If you get hit by a bus, if you need surgery.
After what you just said, I don't want.
No, it's a deification process that I want people to understand. It's automatic deification of the word, of the concept of a doctor. Now, by the way, what does the word doctor mean? It means to falsify. When you doctor something, you falsify it. If you doctor your tax forms or your books at KSCO, is that a good thing? No. Because that's what doctoring does. It makes you pretend you're well. It falsifies wellness. Wellness is not a doctor principle. It's a biochemistry principle. If you want to get better, find a biochemist. Do you understand what I'm saying here, Michael?
You're a biochemist.
I know. That's why I tell you, when you have a problem, Michael, didn't I tell you how I broke down that problem that you have? I don't want to talk about on the air.
It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. My life is an open book.
It's an open book? Yeah. All right. Well, let me tell you what I did. And this is what I do in my radio program. And this is what I do when I talk to people. I don't want to be the guy telling you what to take. I want to be the guy telling you what's happening so you know what to take. So, diarrhea, right?
Diarrhea,
right? All right. Yeah. Diarrhea.
If those of you people are offended at that, relieve nature's internal pressure or we'll just talk about this for a little bit and then, you know.
But I want to see how you work backwards here.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take this one because this is personal, all right?
Sure.
Diarrhea. So what's diarrhea? Diarrhea is something's getting passed through inappropriately. It's not getting formed correctly. So one of the big causes is minerals, right?
Yes.
So minerals suck up water is what happens. When you put salt on the road, the salt sucks up the water. It's a chemical reaction. Without getting too complicated, it's absorbed. Yes. Minerals absorb water. That's why we salt meat. You put salt on top of meat to preserve it because it sucks up the water.
And it lowers the freezing temperature too, right?
That has an impact as well.
Isn't that why they put salt on roads, you know, in high mountain areas?
It's doing that, but the real thing that's happening is the salt is sucking up the water.
Okay.
Water, it's called osmosis. Water will go where there's no water, right?
Yes. Okay.
So when you have diarrhea and you have diabetes is well known for causing kidney problems, okay? That's what it does because the blood vessels in the kidney are very small. And so diabetes is a blood sugar problem, and sugar is nasty stuff to blood vessels. It's nasty stuff to everything, by the way, but especially to tiny blood vessels. In the eyes, for example, and diabetes is the leading cause of blindness. In the extremities, and diabetes is the leading cause of amputation. And in the kidneys, which have the most amazing, ridiculously mind-boggling nanoscopic architecture. Do you understand the concept of nanoscopic architecture? This is beyond belief.
Tiny, 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 like on the atomic scale almost.
Atomic scale.
Yeah.
On the atomic scale, structured just so. And in these intricate wrappings, these intricate loops that wrap around, listen to me, millions of times. And so when you have diabetes, it affects the ability for all this and by the way, they function as a filter.
Yeah.
They're filtering, right?
Yes.
They're filtering minerals.
Sure.
They're resorbing minerals. When you have a problem at the kidney level, minerals do not get absorbed, especially magnesium. Also, vitamin D is related to the kidney, and vitamin D has a role to play in mineral absorption. So the combination of diabetes and diarrhea is linked through this sugar connection at the kidney level and mineral absorption. Now, if you go to a doctor and you tell me you have diarrhea, you're going to get Imodium.
That's true.
That's
exactly what my doctor told me, and I don't want to do that. That's like Lomotil. It stops you up. It's probably just the opposite of what I want to do, right?
It's the stupidest way to treat the body. It's ignorant. It's so smart, it's ignorant. All right? Now, and I see the failures over and over again. I've seen it for 3 decades, the failures. It's so smart, it's ignorant. So if you want to go get better, find a biochemist who will do what I call medical forensics or medical detective work, where you connect, you collect the dots so you can connect the dots. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get as many symptoms as possible so you can form a picture based on a pattern. And let me tell you, there ain't a lot of patterns. What I figured out after doing this long enough, because like I say, no matter how dumb you are, if you do something long enough, you're going to figure some stuff out, is there's 3 systems in the body that affect everything else. Everything. From acne to arthritis to Alzheimer's disease to fibromyalgia to whatever. There's 3 systems in the body, and there's 1 key system. It's like a triangle and with a point. And the key system to all diseases, all of them, is the digestive system. Key. It is the heart of everything. It's because it's where the outside world gets converted into the inside world. It's your most important interface with the environment, with the world. And the way we eat today, by the way, is so anathema. It's so horrific to the body. The body is like freaking out because our diets have changed so dramatically in 150 years. Our bodies, there's no way we could catch up with that. We can't mutate that fast. We can't evolve that fast. So in the last 150 years, our health has seen this, the numbers have seen this ridiculous decline to the point where 40% of people are obese, overweight, or diabetic. 40%.
And yet, longevity, you know, lifespans have grown.
That's not true. Those are manipulation statistics. No, those are manipulations of statistics. How could it possibly be true? Look how sick everybody is. Of course it's not true. There are people living longer because of you factor in infant mortality and issues like better hygiene and issues like that. Then you start to see a little climb, a year, 2 years here or there, 79, 80, whatever. We're supposed to be 120, right? People live to 120 all the time. It's somewhat, I don't know if it's routine, but it happens. Read this book, Blue Zones. It's very, very enlightening.
Okay. So everything, key system number one is the digestive system.
And let me tell you why. This is what happens, okay? You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
When mammals are born premature because they have big heads. And so they got to come out, not human mammals especially. Human mammals have these big heads, not necessarily all mammals. Human mammals have these big heads, and they got to come out of the womb early, right? And so when they come out of the womb, they have immature digestive systems and immature immune systems. And FYI, folks, 80% of your immune system is your digestive system. You're basically the same system. So the immune system and the digestive system are premature in human mammals when the baby comes out of the womb. Nature has set up a program where mother's milk will contain probiotics and antibiotics and fats and steroids and growth chemicals and all the things you need to build an immune system and to build a digestive system. It's breast milk. If the mother's healthy, which hardly ever happens, and it requires that the mother does it long enough, which hardly ever happens, and it requires that the mother does it at all, which sometimes doesn't even happen. So most babies, I would say most babies, and certainly a large percentage of babies, are compromised at the digestive level from day one, for the day they come out of the womb. This is a common phenomena. And then you throw in this ridiculous diet we have, and the foods that we're eating. Just to give you a little example, I talked to a listener a couple of weeks ago who worked for Domino's Pizza. He was a vice president for Domino's. He said he wouldn't let his kids touch the pepperoni. And he said he had to quit. He was a vice president. He had to quit because he couldn't do it anymore because of the crap they put in the Domino's sauce. This is, and we interface with this everywhere. I was listening to a lady talking before when I was hanging on hold listening to Michael. And by the way, Michael Olson does a tremendous job. I mean, he is a tremendous, tremendous radio guy.
Yeah.
I enjoyed listening to him a lot. And so anyway, he was talking to a gal, and she had vomiting. She's vomiting. She asked the
projectile vomiting.
Yeah,
the worst kind, right?
Right?
Yeah.
So she had vomiting, and it's an issue. And she says, I wonder if food allergies can cause. Look, if you're vomiting, you got to look at what you're eating. Okay, now, not always. It could be a tumor in the emetic center in the brain. It could be a lot of things. But the point I'm making is we don't need to have a doctor tell us you're allergic to this or you got a problem with that. Allergy testing is a prime example of how detached we are from our bodies. We're willing to pay some guy to tell us what we can eat and what we can't eat. We're willing to pay some guy to tell us how we feel after we eat something. That's what allergy testing is. So people say to me, well, I had allergy testing. I said, don't have allergy testing. You be the allergy test. How do you feel? And what happens is, Michael, because of this issue, this digestive issue begins so early in our lives, and our friends have it and our family has it, we become transparent to our digestive problems. I talk to people all the time, and they don't know they have digestive problems until I say, look. They say, no, I don't have any digestive problems.
Yeah, I'm one of them because I don't have I always thought that you take digestive enzymes if you had heartburn a lot,
right?
Which I don't.
We become detached from our digestive systems because if we weren't, there's no way we could eat the crap we're eating. There's no way we could eat the crap we are eating. I thought I turned this off.
Someone's calling you on your iPhone.
You know, I got a new case this morning.
Do you like your new iPhone?
My God. It's funny because I feel worshipful. I told you this.
Sometimes you resisted getting an iPhone for a long time.
It's the most incredible piece of technology. And I promised I would do this to myself, so I'm going to do this right now. I had a Droid before I had an iPod, and that was the worst piece of crapola phone. I will never buy anything that even has the word Droid in it from because of that experience. So if there's anybody out there who works for Motorola, dude, go check out an iPhone, you know, because it is.
And you don't even have Apple stock, or do you?
No, I don't.
I don't have any either. Boy, I sure wish I did. But boy, I mean, there's a company that deserves to be the first $1 trillion company. Well, on its way.
Well, I was watching a video from Dr. Future. Dr. Future does a great job too, by the way. I was watching a video of him, and he did it in 1998, right when this whole technology stuff was really exploding.
Yeah.
And it was so primitive how the DigiBarn and all the places where he was showing on the video. It just shows how far we've come in 12 years.
Right.
In 13 years. It's really quite mind-boggling.
I visited the DigiBarn for the first time last October.
With me,
that's right.
I was with you.
Were you there?
Yeah. I was there. I met Bruce Damer, who's one of my heroes, and Woz was there too.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And I had met Woz many years before, but it was interesting to see him. He needs some. He's definitely got signs of insulin resistance, poor Woz. But anyway, this idea of technology, the advancement of technology, is very fascinating because and I'll tie it back into health here. Our ideas of the body are based on the steam engine technology of the 18th and 19th centuries.
Uh-huh.
And we're still, the pharmaceutical industry was really born in the middle of the 19th century. And it's still a 19th century mentality that says, that's like the very, very end of the Enlightenment period that started in the 1600s. In the 1800s, we were at the peak, the zenith of the Enlightenment age, which ended at the turn of the 20th century.
And why do I think that the life expectancy then was like 45 years or something?
It wasn't. It's just that a lot of people died young. That's true. But people died of – you catch a cold, you would die.
Uh-huh.
You know, people die when they're 20 because they caught a cold. Antibiotics changed everything.
Uh-huh.
So if you factor in that kind of death, that's not life expectancy though. That's like a median – you know the three kinds of lies? Did you ever hear the three types of lies?
Lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can make statistics mean anything. It's a way of playing around with the metrics.
Yeah, like the Arbitron ratings.
Like drugs, like prescription drugs. Do you know they could say it's twice as good as placebo if it's 0.1% better?
Yeah.
If something is 0.1% better and the other thing is 0.05% better, they say it's not 0.05% better. They say twice as good, 200, 100% better.
Right.
They're allowed to say that. And that's how they market drugs.
Yeah.
Do you understand how they just played with the numbers there?
I really want to get into that. But listen, I want to finish up. I want you to finish up what you were telling me because I think a lot of people can benefit from this listening. But we do have to take a commercial break here. Yeah, the pilot in command is giving me the eye here, saying, and she's the boss here. So stay with us. It's the Saturday special with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, right here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We're going to take this commercial break, and we will be back shortly. So do stay with us.
John Deere presents Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
Everything today is multi-purpose, like phones that double as dog whistles. Or better yet, John Deere compact utility tractors. They do it all, and during deer season, the 3000 and 4000 series are up to $400 off when you buy two or more John Deere or Frontier branded implements. Stop by your nearest RDO Equipment Company store at 501 El Camino Real South in Salinas and 1320 West Beach Street in Watsonville by August 1st, and then have fun multi-purposing.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market. This week we are featuring whole California cantaloupes, 38 cents a pound, and new crop California Bartlett pears, 69 cents a pound. Bartlett pears are a great pear for canning for those winter months. We also have summer squash, sunburst squash, Italian squash, and yellow squash, all on sale, 69 cents a pound. And one-pound clamshell Amarosa tomatoes are in, and we are featuring them at two for $5. In organics, we have California celery, 77 cents each, organic green onions, 49 cents each, and organic red leaf and green leaf lettuce, 98 cents each. We still have plenty of fresh-picked, local-grown white corn, yum, yum. So come and check out our great selection of fresh produce at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Markets.
Deal, deal. Get a daily deal. Hey, Santa Cruz County, get 50 to 90% off daily deals from CruiseOnDailyDeal.com. That's right. Get 50 to 90% off daily deals on restaurants, pizza, fast food, spas, golf, sports, sailing, fishing, kayaking, whale watching, massage, events, hotel, wine tasting, B&Bs, boutiques, activities, and much, much more. Go to CruiseOnDailyDeal.com today and register for the deals. Win a summer at the boardwalk, as every week, CruiseOnDailyDeal.com will draw the names of two registrants for boardwalk season passes. CruiseOnDailyDeal.com will send you 50 to 90% off deals from your local merchants. And that's real money. CruiseOnDailyDeal.com is a property of Times Publishing Group, a proud member of Think Local First, and is the only locally owned daily deal program in Santa Cruz County. Get 50 to 90% off daily deals. Register today at CruiseOnDailyDeal.com. That's C-R-U-Z-O-N Daily Deal. When you register, make sure you put KSCO after your name to be eligible for the prize.
Well, it's here, the 2012 presidential race, a time when all the pundits get spun up and start ripping into the candidates. But folks, does all that finger-pointing really get us any closer to solving our problems? I'm Rebecca Costa, the host of the Costa Report, 2 p.m. every Friday, right here on KSCO. Join me each week for an unbiased, thoughtful look at the issues. No rageaholics, no opinionators, no Jerry Springer radio. We interview today's top thought leaders and try to get to the bottom of what's really going on. Tune into the Costa Report, 2 p.m. every Friday on KSCO.
You don't understand Christianity and you don't trust Christians. You are just the person I want to talk to. Hello, I'm Steve Gregg, host of The Road to Find Out, with an invitation for you to bring your challenges, objections, and questions for an honest and open discussion on the air every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. right here on KSCO. We may not come to an agreement, but we will both find a better understanding of each other. The show is The Road to Find Out. Tune in and call in with your challenges, objections, and questions Sunday evening at 7 p.m., and hopefully we'll find out.
There's so much left to know what I'm on.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that
now I'm trying to understand the significance of great, great bumper music, Nikki, as usual. But I'm trying to what are you saying here? Are you saying that alternative health is witch doctor? What are you saying here?
Well, you never know.
Okay.
You gotta research.
All right. Make sure
that the doctor you're seeing isn't a witch doctor.
Oh,
right?
I got you. Okay, good. perfect. And by the way, I got to make a comment about that Rebecca Costa report promo. It was a great sounding promo, but why in the world is the music behind that promo 8 miles high? I mean, it's a good promo. Don't get me wrong, but whatever. Anyhow, welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special. Yes, sir. I'm MZ, and Nikki James is the pilot in command, and Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is on the air with us. Aren't you, Pharmacist Ben?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, closer to the mic, closer to the mic, closer.
You know, it's a new mic. How's this?
Oh, a new mic? I don't know. Before, you were much louder. What happened during the break?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. Well, just...
Is it better?
Yeah, just yell at us then. That'll be fine.
Okay. How's this? Is that better?
A little better.
A little better.
That better?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe
you're louder.
You're louder to me.
You know, I just bought one of these new microphone deals. Is that better?
Much better, yeah.
I got to hold it closer to my head. All right, where were we? You want me to talk about that whole digestive connection that I want?
Yes.
I want people to see how you work this through. And I don't want to be, like I say, I don't want to be telling people what to take. I want people to understand their own bodies and then figure it out themselves.
You're the only pharmacist in the world who's like that. Are you shunned by your fellow pharmacists?
They don't
are you
know
considered a
rogue?
A rogue. That's a good word, yeah.
Like a rogue elephant?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Pharmacist Ben, the rogue pharmacist. Maybe that's what we should call your show.
You know what people don't understand, the average person doesn't understand, is that pharmacists study nutrition a lot.
Uh-huh.
Except we study nutrition as if nutrients were medicines, like how vitamins and minerals have medicinal properties, and we study diseases as if they were nutritional deficiencies. This is why I noticed in pharmacy school, I was like, why the heck are we doing all these drug things when diseases are nutritional deficiencies? Do you know all diseases are nutritional deficiencies on some level? Either the body's not absorbing or utilizing or getting? That's deep right there. That's very deep right there.
Well, that's right? What Doc Wallach's message has been forever.
That's why I love Doc Wallach from day one. You know, that's why me and Doc hit it off to this day. That's exactly right. And that, by the way, that is why I am proud to be associated with Youngevity. And I know nutrition well. I formulate. I study vitamins and nutrients. I study the body. And as somebody who can be considered an expert, and I'm not going to say I'm an expert, but if anybody
I'll could, say you're an expert. Go ahead.
I don't want to put myself
I'll,
in that
I'll,
position.
I'll put yourself in that position. Go ahead.
Well, I'm well read, put it that way. And I am proud to be associated with Doc Wallach and proud to be associated with Youngevity. And by the way, while I'm on this little self-righteous rant, if it's okay, I'm proud to be associated with multi-level. And I'm really, you know, it's really
multi-level. Now, for those who don't know what multi-level is, it's a form of business. It's multi-level marketing, also known as network marketing.
Right.
And a lot of people, I won't say all people, but consider multi-level or network marketing to be quite stigmatized.
And it's because people are afraid to approach their friends. That's the number one reason is people are afraid to – because they don't want
– Friends don't like to be sold things. They don't like to be sold soap and vitamins and everything.
That's right. But what people are missing is who would you rather buy stuff from, your friend or some big friggin' corporation that could care less about you?
I'd rather buy something from a friend, but
wouldn't you? Who's going to be more responsive to your needs, your friend or some huge mega corporation somewhere? Who's going to be more responsive to what you? And why wouldn't you support your friend?
Yeah, because the friend is going to have to look you in the eye, you know, and the others don't.
To look in the eye, exactly.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't? What happens when friends help friends? You know what happens? You make friends. And in the business of multi-level, you have an opportunity. As long as you like what they're selling, by the way. You don't want to be in a multi-level business you don't like what they're selling. And that's what's really cool about Youngevity is it's very difficult to not like what they're selling. I shouldn't say that. It's very difficult because some things they don't have that are so great, you know, and I don't talk about those things. But some things they have are incredibly great. So when you interface with a company whose products you love and you're talking to your friends, it's a very nice combination and it's a great way to make money. And
well, it makes a huge difference, Ben, if you're someone with your background because you're so well read and you have this incredible background in health and nutrition. So and you're very believable and very credible and very honest.
Well,
you know, most people can't say that about themselves.
That they're honest?
No. I mean, that most people don't have the background that you do, is what I'm saying.
That's a very interesting point. And I'll tell you something. If you want to pick the number one thing you could do for your health, it's not vitamins. It's not breathing, which is very important. It's not juicing. The number one thing for your health is to find yourself a passion and a purpose. And I meant to say this. Kay, your mom, who's obviously a brilliant woman, she said something to me yesterday that was so powerful, it actually changed my life, and it totally changed my perception on health and healing and wellness and longevity.
I'm all ears.
Okay, good. I told you I'd reveal the secret of longevity. Yeah. I was teasing her last night when we were talking, when I said, Kay, you just revealed the secret of longevity. And I wasn't really teasing, because it was. This is the secret to longevity, and this is the secret to health, okay? She said it about her mom. She called it her mom's ground, or her mother's ground, which is a very, really neat commentary, Kay. Is Kay there?
She is, but she's talking with Olson at the minute. It's too bad that she's not listening. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go pound on the window and tell her to turn. Should I do that?
No, because we're digressing so much. Okay. I want to get this out and get to that whole digestive thing.
All right.
She said to me her mother's ground was God. Now, you can call it God. God sounds a little cartoonish to me personally as a chemist and as a scientist. So I call it intelligence, whatever the heck you want to call it. You have to have a sense that there's some kind of structure and organization, and then depend on it and lean on it and be in it. That's key. That's your mother's ground. So in her commentary, she talks about all the stuff her mother had went through in her life, but she had a ground. And then I said, and then I realized why Kay is 90 years old and so vital and vibrant. You know, your mother is 90-year-old, vital, vibrant woman. This is not that common. And
right.
So she has something she knows, right? Obviously, she has something she knows. So, and that's what it is. She has a ground. She has a purpose. She has a passion. She has something she's doing. And so when you say, Pharmacist Ben, you know, you do this, you're well-read, blah, 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 anybody can be well-read. You have to have a raison d'etre. You have to have a reason for your existence. Mothers have it. That's why people have babies. You know how people have multiple babies? The mother's a purpose. People who have a project of some kind.
She just turned the volume up, so she missed all of that. But now she can hear from now.
Okay. That's cute. I was just saying how – we'll do this for – hey, this is for you, Kay. I was just saying how said to me yesterday was extremely life-changing for me. It precipitated an idea that I always knew, but you made it sound – you made it so elegant and gave it such power in such a short little nugget of data, so to speak. You called it your mother's ground. And your mother's ground is this passion and purpose and meaning that you put into life. Viktor Frankl, Kay probably has read Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning, and he talks about using the ground. He didn't call it the ground, but that part, the beloved, he called it, to get through a concentration camp in the most horrific experiences. And he created this thing called logotherapy. And logotherapy is meaning therapy. He was a PhD. He was a psychiatrist psychologist in Germany. And then he came here afterwards, and he created logotherapy, which is meaning therapy. Logo is meaning. And he wrote a wonderful book called Man's Search for Meaning, and there's a couple other books about Man's Search for Meaning. One is called Prisoners of Our Thoughts. And in it, they talk about how you can lean on this ground. And this is a perennial truth that saturates all wisdom throughout the ages. Is that there is a ground that you can depend on. And part of accessing that ground is learning about that ground. And that is why I learned about the human body. That's why I study the human body. And that's why I've made it my passion, the human body. Because the human body is one of the most magnificent examples of this divine intelligence. It's built into the system. And if you study the body, you cannot help but have a ground. Because the wisdom and the intelligence at the nano level, like we were talking with the nano architecture, the nanochemistry and the reactions that happen at the pace of trillions of times a second is beyond belief and is truly a testimony to this ground. And that's the key to longevity, is to learn and to be in that ground and love that ground. Of course, it all goes together. When you learn about it, you love it and you live it. And that's where health is, and that's where longevity is. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Because I want to go into that whole thing we were talking about, the magnesium. Okay, so the kidney absorbs magnesium. Magnesium is dependent on vitamin D. Do you see how this is all connected to the diabetes? Okay, because your diarrhea is linked to problems with the kidneys absorbing magnesium, probably secondary to vitamin D. So where do you work? Where do you work, okay? How do you control this? Well, we got to get the glycation part under control. That's that sugar reaction. It's called glycation.
Yes.
The key to your wellness, MZ, is to get your blood sugar under control. It is key. You should have zero tolerance for any changes in blood sugar that are anything beyond what you absolutely must have. You should be doing everything you can possibly do to keep your blood sugar down and your insulin down. That is your job number one. Now, I'm not beating you up in any way, but I'm just saying the tendency is for you to not to want to do that, right? I mean, that's a tough.
I could live without sugar, but not all sugar.
I've been telling you this for years, right?
Yeah.
And it's a tough sell. I know it's a tough sell. And I'll tell you why it's a tough sell. But first of all, I want you to get that it's a tough sell, that there's a built-in resistance. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Do you see a built-in resistance, right?
Yeah.
And everybody has it. Everybody has that built-in resistance. So what is the built-in resistance? Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. We're hardwired. Our brain is hardwired to keep us alive. Our brain is hardwired to keep us surviving. And so our brain will do anything it needs to do to keep us alive. And to our brain, we are starving. Our brain thinks we're starving because we are not getting the key proteins to get into our brain. The brain is a dumbass. I said this yesterday on my show.
It sure is.
The brain is a dumbass. The brain will always take shortcuts. The brain will always depend on what is before. The brain is always looking for survival. It's not. It wants to conserve energy, so it's not going to think creatively if it doesn't have to. And so it will always rely on shortcuts. So the brain doesn't know that you're in Denver or Santa Cruz in the year 2011. Your brain thinks it's in Africa 50,000 years ago on the African savanna in the great grasslands with lots of animals in the summer and no animals in the winter. So if your brain thinks it's winter or it's fall and winter's coming, it's going to send you on a one-pointed hunt for all the sugar and all the fat it can handle. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to store it for the winter. So the key to being able to fight your sugar addictions is to tell the brain that it's summertime on the African savanna and you just killed a wildebeest.
To eat all the protein, right?
Protein, specifically tryptophan, but yes, protein in general. This is the key because you can't use.
Because that's the best way to get rid of your sugar craving, right?
Here's my point, MZ. It's built in for you to have a sugar craving. It's wired. You cannot override that. So if you are not supposed to eat sugar and you're not supposed to eat fat and somebody puts a piece of pizza out there, all right, and you're a normal person, you're going to eat that pizza and you're going to say, screw my diet. Yeah, I'll deal for most people.
Yeah.
Because it's hardwired in the brain. So what you have to do is you have to outsmart the hardwiring before you eat the pizza, before going out for pizza, before going to a party where they're serving pizza, doing a big scoop of Slender FX protein or whatever kind of whey protein you like and dumping a bunch of oil in there. And you're not going to want the sugar. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say that's the most amazing thing I've ever experienced when they experience it. People think these things are miraculous. It's not miraculous. It's riding the chemistry of your body. It's surfing the chemistry of your body, navigating the biochem machinery and doing it correctly. And it's not hard to do. So that's the key to fighting sugar cravings, so for you to deal with the sugar issue. However, what's very often missed with diabetes, and this is very important, okay? I want everybody to hear this, because diabetes is a problem. It's a digestive problem. Do you know diabetes is a digestive problem in the sense that it's a pancreatic issue, and the pancreas is a digestive organ as well as an endocrine organ or gland? It's a digestive gland. It's secreting enzymes. So
it secretes enzymes as well as insulin, insulin is an enzyme.
Oh, bro.
Wow.
Lipase. If you don't have lipase, you're not going to absorb your magnesium. All right? If you have any pancreatic issue around pancreatic enzymes, and hello, diabetes, pancreatic enzyme issue, you're not going to absorb fats. You're not going to absorb fats. You're not going to absorb minerals. You're not going to absorb minerals. You're going to have loose stools. You see how this is all working. Now, again, if you went to a doctor, the doctor would say, here's some Imodium, here's some metformin. He's not going to tell you about all this stuff because he's not a biochemist. He's a doctor. He doctors things. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, yeah, exactly. And so that's why I want to stand on top of every damn rooftop I could find and scream this message out. This is a very important message that everybody needs to hear. Medicine is a failure because it's based on this old – before biochemistry. Biochemistry was in its infancy.
Move your mic a little further from your mouth because before you weren't hearing the P's and T's like we are now. Okay? It sounded better before.
I'm just getting a little worked up here, MZ.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, better.
All right, good. All right.
I like it when you're worked up, man. That's good. So, all right. So, leaches, so the minerals aren't getting into the
yes,
system.
Yes, and you need fats for minerals. There's a link between fats and minerals. So you're not absorbing minerals is your key at two levels.
This is not good.
No, it's not good, MZ. It really is not good. Right. And I've been telling you this for years, but it's like, you know, do it or get off.
It's like talking to a wall.
No,
it's like bleep or get off the pot. Huh?
Yes, that's right. Bleep or get off the pot. And I don't want you off the pot. I want you on around for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, but let me tell you something. And I'm going to just be real harsh here, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
No.
I know you won't. Diabetics don't live a long life because they don't take care of themselves at the level that you and I are talking about. So it's very typical for a diabetic to have a shorter life. Very typical. All right, it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate, not only for the diabetic, because it's not an easy way to go. Stroke is very not easy way to go, especially, and that's way higher risk in diabetics. And so there's lots of horrible things that can happen, and it's just sad, not only for the person who's going through it, but for the people that love the person who's going through it. And I don't know how I cannot understand how a piece of food is worth that. I put a funny cartoon up on my Facebook page where this doctor says to a patient, he says, you can either learn to like nutritious, healthy food that's good for you or die a long and slow, painful, lingering death. And the next frame of the patient goes, the doctor goes, well, and the patient goes, I'm thinking.
Yeah, this is sort of like Jack Benny joke. Where the robber says, your money or your life.
Right.
And then there's nothing. There's your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
That might be the single best joke of all time, actually.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is on with us now. Boy, it's like the first hour has flown by. There's fewer than 2 minutes left. We got a Kay's commentary coming up, a brand new one. Right after the top of the hour, we'd like to open the phones up if you're into it, Ben.
Have a couple people call if you get some calls who want to work through a specific health issue, and I'll show everybody how you do this.
But you know, the promo, we haven't really gotten into anything about the promo here,
which is the drugs.
Yeah, and how drugs are not really good things. They're really bad things most of the time.
You don't think people know that, don't you think?
No, they don't know that. That's why everybody, most people I talk to my age says, well, I'm on this prescription drug and that and that and that and that and that and that and that. Polypharmacy makes me sick. It pushes my button, as I said in the promo.
Let me tell you how you can tell drugs are not a good thing. Next time you take your medicine, people, your antihypertensive or your antibiotic, whatever it is, chew it slowly and taste every little molecule. You will want to friggin' vomit. That's how you could tell. That stuff is vile, nasty stuff, and your taste buds know it, and your brain knows it.
Well,
but
you would say the same thing about sugar, and when I chew that, it tastes good. It's delicious.
Sugar is not a poison in the same sense. Sugar does not have to be metabolized as a poison. Sugar is just their body has systems for handling sugar, but it doesn't have systems for handling the amount of sugar.
Oh.
It's not the same thing.
All righty.
Yes,
all right. So listen. So we're going to have more with Pharmacist Ben for next hour. Please stay with us right here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. and here is Fox News. Back in 6 minutes.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. With just days to go, politicians in Washington are still fighting over what to do about the debt ceiling. Let's go live to Washington and Fox News Radio's Jill Nato.
Karen, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid set to hit a roadblock. House GOP members saying they will not vote for his plan. But Republican Jason Chaffetz of Utah is optimistic.
I think we'll come to some sort of solution. Nobody's going to get everything they want. I'm willing to bend over backwards to try to get there. I think we've shown that and done it in a bipartisan way.
43 senators signed a letter to Reid saying his plan creates the largest debt ceiling in U.S. history. Democrat Mike Bennett of Colorado wants a resolution.
There's a reason why Congress's approval ratings are in the basement. You know, I mean, it's like 16%. How much more of that do we want to withstand as an institution?
The debt ceiling deadline is Tuesday. Karen?
And Jill, President Obama tried to reassure the nation in his address.
The parties are not that far apart here. We're in rough agreement on how much spending we need to cut to reduce our deficit. And we agree on a process to tackle tax reform and entitlement reform. There are plenty of ways out of this mess.
Republicans insisted they would be sticking by no tax increases.
The Democrats in Washington, the answer isn't to cut spending, but to raise taxes and keep on spending. Democrats claim they would only target the privileged few. But behind the scenes, they argue for much broader tax increases.
That's Arizona Senator John Kyle speaking for the Republicans this week. A lawyer for two Americans held in Iran accused of spying says his clients could be released after a court hearing tomorrow. Shane Bauer and Josh Fattel were arrested 2 years ago Sunday. And the lawyer says the fact that their hearing coincides with that anniversary could be significant. There is also a tradition in the Muslim world of pardoning prisoners during the holy month of Ramadan. That starts next week. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
Every night, Fox Business is the place for smart, aggressive, insightful business news. At 8, Judge Napolitano is on Freedom Watch.
This is about free enterprise and your right to live the American dream.
At 9, on America's Nightly Scoreboard, David Asman keeps you plugged in.
This is about winners and losers and who's really making the power moves.
And at 10, Eric Bolling is on the case. It's Follow the Money.
This is about getting the facts and exposing the truth.
This is about business in America. This is Fox Business. Check your local listings.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
You're right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Huh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing holes. But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Detroit's Big Three are in gay contract talks now with the United Auto Workers Union.
Under the new contract, wages and benefits will be set for thousands of United Auto Workers, including those at Ford, which avoided bankruptcy. GM and Chrysler workers can't strike as a condition of the 2009 bankruptcy and bailout, so a breakdown in talks means binding arbitration. Sitting next to Chrysler officials, UAW President Bob King says no agreement equals failure.
We don't want some third party outside who doesn't know the industry as well as we know the industry, making decisions that impact our long-term viability.
It could be a bumpy ride. Chrysler wants to hold the line on wages and benefits. GM and Ford want to cut labor costs, and the union says it won't make any more financial concessions, but will consider other ways to cut costs. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The FBI is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of an 11-year-old New Hampshire girl who's been missing for 5 days. Selena Cass was last seen Monday night at her home computer in Stewarttown. Police do not think she ran away or that anyone took her. A federal court has ruled that human genes can be patented.
The dispute was over two patents held by Myriad Genetics, Inc. of Salt Lake City, involving a test that looks for mutations on the breast cancer predisposition gene, mutations associated with much greater risks of breast and ovarian cancer. The ACLU, representing some geneticists who said they couldn't continue their work because of Myriad's patents, along with some women's health groups and other researchers, unable to block the U.S. Patent Office from awarding patents on human genes, something it's been doing for nearly 30 years. A federal court judge ruling isolated DNA has a markedly different chemical structure from DNA within the body. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Tropical Storm Dawn didn't bring as much rain as farmers and ranchers in Texas had hoped. The National Weather Service said Dawn only brought about an inch of rain. Much of Texas has been under extreme drought. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Looks like we've got some fog and clouds this morning, and then it'll clear up later on. Mostly sunny, high of 73 with the west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 72, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey, the southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. And tonight, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. Tomorrow out there, the west winds 10 knots. The wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 2 to 3 feet at 9 seconds. Feels like I just repeated myself 3 times, which I think I did. And then we've got some current temperatures here. Salinas is at 61 degrees. Watsonville's at 61. Monterey's at 61, but we are at 63 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO studios. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, I've got some things to report here. At 10:48, there was a traffic collision on northbound 17 just north of Granite Creek Road, and it looks like CHP is on the way there. And it's just north of the summit, so it looks like there's a couple vehicles involved. There's also a, let's see here, pedestrians on the roadway at Highway 1 Rio Road in Monterey area. Other than that, nothing else to report. However, if you see something out there that I missed, call me, 475-1080. Official time, 11:07 and 12 seconds on this Saturday, July 30th. Up next, second hour, Saturday special. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Oh, boy, we got the echo going again. MZ?
Yeah. I wonder why the echo's there.
It's because you had him up on Skype.
Really?
You got to turn him down.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine.
See, just because
I'm confused because we've got him in here on Skype. You don't have him in there on Skype.
Yeah, but when I pot up your volume, that pots him up as well. And if his volume on Skype isn't down, then he has the echo going.
I got you.
Got it?
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Ship shape.
Yes. Yes-um. Okay. Welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special. We can't do it. No one is going to believe me that we're in hour number two of the Saturday special unless they hear the familiar music, right? So let's just start it, okay?
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
Okay, Ben, you do the donut now. Go ahead, quick. Ben, do the donut.
Yes.
Yeah, do the donut. It's almost over.
What donut are you talking about?
The donut. You know, the music. When the music is playing before the lady comes back. Oh, well.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Now, you're a radio guy from way back, so I thought you knew that term, donut. You know, it's when you have a vocal music and then just music in the center. That's the donut, you know. And then music afterwards.
Oh,
you get
oh,
it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I never heard that term.
You want, you could have done a great job. You want to try it again?
No, I'm not a radio guy, though.
Oh, you're not a radio guy?
Oh, I don't know anything about radio. You're the radio guy.
Okay.
What do I know about radio? I just do a radio show.
All right. Well, listen, let's start hour number two, keeping format. We're going to play my mom's latest commentary, which is not very long this time. Then we're going to come back and open up the phone lines for anybody who might want to talk to you, because you can stay here for a little while longer anyhow. And then
I'll work a couple people through this process, so you can do it yourself.
That'd be great. Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, but for right now, no, not that. Here, push the wrong one here. This one.
The following is an encore presentation of an earlier Kay commentary and appears in her new book. Here is Kay's Whirling.
We started trading with China in the late 1970s. Let's fast forward to 2007. U.S. manufacturing is almost non-existent. Most of it went to China and other countries. China inundates us with enormous amounts of stuff, most of it inferior, and takes only a fraction of our products in return. Our leaders condoned that practice, and now China owns us. When one day a year either makes or breaks the bank, how fragile indeed has our economy become? Decades ago, when we manufactured almost everything here in America, the Christmas holiday was just that, a holiday. Retail businesses made money, but the money spent on gifts stayed in American pockets. Now, almost everything is made in China, India, Mexico, and many other countries. Once the money is sent out of the country, it will never return. If you don't believe this, check the trade imbalances between the U.S. and China. We buy everything from them, while they buy very little from us. It is a lucrative, one-sided deal for China and the international corporations who engineered this scheme with the American worker coming out the loser. And if you think that this stuff on a grand scale is not hurting America, well, listen to this. America's finances are in such bad shape that China, our so-called most favored trading partner, is taking the billions of American dollars, which it has accumulated in this one-sided trade deal, and is now wisely trading them in for euros and precious metals. As we speak, the dollar is losing value. What is worse, however, is the mindset of the average American, who seems to be more concerned about his neighbor's dog pooing on his lawn than about the impending collapse of the dollar. I say our government is really worse. Nobody's home and nobody cares. Finally, once the bottom begins to drop out, Americans will eventually get their heads out of the sand and demand an end to the so-called free trade schemes and a return to fiscal responsibility. And I say that means we trade 50-50, not 90 from China and 10 from us. However, by that time, it may be too late, and a depression equal or worse than that of the 1930s will be upon us. For KSCO, this is Case Whirlwind.
The long-requested book of Case Commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book full of Case wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.
And I'm sorry to report that not a single person has been here to visit today to pick up a copy of Kay's book. Very, 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 very disappointing. Oh, well, guess we misjudged that one. All right, it's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Maybe it's only the favorite radio station of just a few people. Maybe it's not of everybody. Probably everybody who's listening. Anyhow, let's see, a couple of little items here. Emma McCrary from the McCrary family of Big Creek Lumber, very, very fine pioneer local family, passed away about a month ago. And there is going to be a celebration of her life today at 2 p.m. And Michael Olson and I are going to be there, and I'm sure a large number of people will be there. Anybody who knew Edna McCrary or the McCrary family who wants to honor her memory, 2 p.m. today at 316 Swanton Road. 316 Swanton Road, that's just north of Davenport, and that's going to be at 2 o'clock today. And our hearts go out to the McCrary family, but we certainly want to honor the memory of Emma, who was quite the trailblazing, in the literal sense, equestrian. So 2 o'clock today, 316 Swanton Road. Also want to thank the restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants, which is California Grill in Freedom, which is right at the corner of Freedom Boulevard and Airport Boulevard. Really, really nice homemade food. Really good stuff. Yeah, and don't take my word for it. Just go try it yourself. Corner of Airport Boulevard and Freedom Boulevard. Paul and Neely Tarabi are the owners. Go in there and tell them KSCO and MZ in particular sent you, and thank them for sponsoring the KSCO Saturday special. Pharmacist Ben, you there, Pharmacist Ben?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we want to put out the phone number here, 47910. And by the way, you know, Kay will be here for another hour, hour and a half. If you want to come on down and have her inscribe the book, if you've been meaning to do so, now is a perfect time to do so, because if you thought there was a big long line, there ain't. There's nothing. There's no one. So now is a perfect time to come on down. 2300 Portola Drive. 479-1080 is the phone number to call us in area 831, or mz@ksco.com is the email address that you can use either now during the program. We'll be on for another 45 minutes. Or anytime you can email me. But if you want to call the program, talk to Pharmacist Ben. The number to call is 479-1080 in area 831. Our first caller today will be John in Santa Cruz. John, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Ben.
Hey, John.
John.
Oh, I think maybe Joni.
Oh, Joni. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome nonetheless.
I had a question. I only caught a little bit of the program so far, but I heard you talking about the importance of the pancreas and pancreatic enzymes. And I wondered about if someone has a problem where they are having a hard time with enzymes, like interstitial cystitis or other inflammatory things are a problem, or they're really allergic to aspergillus and they can't have plant-derived enzymes because of reactions to that. Is there another way to strengthen the pancreas and build that up, or is there another way to get enzymes?
Well, are you a medical in the medical profession? Or sounds
no,
like you know
no.
some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. Well, you must have explored this, and you sound very intelligent. So.
Yeah, a little bit, tiny.
Because the pancreas is a very mysterious one that you don't hear talked about much, and you don't hear talked about it in terms of as a digestive organ. So very few people understand it, or lay people anyway, understand that the pancreas is a digestive organ as much as it has to do with insulin. So your question is very important. Aspergillus, for the uninitiated, is a fungal entity that makes enzymes, that they use to make enzymes. But I don't know that you'll have problem with aspergillus necessarily from the enzymes. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it may not be an issue. That having been said, enzyme manufacturing is a very tricky. There's not a lot of companies doing really good enzyme manufacturing, so we're pretty much stuck at the consumer level when we buy enzyme products with whatever's out there. Because number one, there's not a lot of demand for enzymes, and number two, not a lot of people have those kinds of specific concerns. So you're going to have to explore that. However, I will tell you that lipase in particular, which is a pancreatic enzyme for fats, is extremely important for women, and anything you could do to get lipase will be very unbelievably in your interest, especially, I don't know where you are in your cycle, but especially if you're going through menopause. For menopausal women, lipase is extremely important, and also lipase deficiencies are very common. So that would be something that I would concern myself with, absolutely. Eggs are a great source of lipase if you could eat eggs, raw eggs, because the heat destabilizes the enzyme. So,
but, Ben, what about salmonella?
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that, and I've yet to see anybody who ever got salmonella from eggs. So it happens if you are not careful with your eggs. I suppose one out of every 50,000 eggs can have salmonella, I think is what they say. But it's really not an issue compared to the nutritional value you get out of eggs. It's unbelievable, and the nutritional value you lose with eggs the more you heat. And by the way, if you're going to heat your eggs, don't crack the yolk, because the fats in the yolk are very, very unstable, and the hotter the fats get, the worse they get. And number one, the less nutritional value they get, and number two, the worse they are for you. So eating eggs is a good source of lipase. I would make sure I was getting lipase if I were you, ma'am, somehow, on some level, and I would be more concerned about getting the enzymes than about the aspergillus. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And also the B vitamins are very important for everything, and anything you can do to support insulin metabolism. So anything chromium, vanadium, thiamine, niacin, taurine, there's a whole zillion things for supporting insulin metabolism. In fact, we should probably talk about that. Listen to my radio program, ma'am. And anybody
okay,
likes this stuff about this all the time on the Bright Side every day. Tell the time.
Every weekday, 8 to 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KOMY. We'd put it on KSCO, but we have a long-standing we'd be right in the middle of Good Morning Monterey Bay. So unfortunately, we can't do that. But KOMY can be heard through most of the Monterey Bay area pretty well. And by the way, you can listen to any of Ben's shows on demand by going to his website, brightsideben.com, on demand, and tell everybody you know. I'm astounded that there are no other phone calls at 479-1080. I guess people are happy with their health.
By the way, here's another iodine. You know, people know about iodine. A lot of people know about iodine for the thyroid, but iodine is a glandular vitamin. So any gland is going to benefit from iodine. Iodine can help with your pancreas too for the gal. I don't know if she's there, but
yeah, no, she just hung up. So so anyhow, the three causes of disease,
the digestive system is key. And that's because of this whole issue from birth. So we're compromised from birth unless our moms are really cognizant of their nutrition, of their importance of breastfeeding, and then following it up with a good diet for the baby. Chances are you're going to start off your life compromised, and then it's going to spiral control from that point. Now, in the digestive system, the liver is very important. Is the bridge between your digestive system and your blood sugar system. And anything that puts a stress on the liver is going to ultimately mess up blood sugar, because now the liver is going to have a problem processing energy, processing sugars. And so when you start to get compromised liver health secondary to digestive problems, then you start to get into blood sugar issues.
Can you tell that, you know, without blood tests? In other words, from the color of, you know, number one
or
number
two? No. It happens early. It happens very early. It starts to happen probably teens, 20s. It starts to happen. So what you'll notice, the thing is, at that age, your body is so building. It's so anabolic. It's primed for life. You could do anything to your body and you don't even notice it. And what happens is right around the age of in your late 20s, I call it the wall. And everybody's hit the wall. We've all hit the wall. I hit the wall. Everybody I've ever met hit the wall. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. In your late 20s, early 30s, you hit this spot where all the things you used to do, you can't do anymore. And that is...
Not that early.
30s, early 30s for most people.
I started falling apart at 33. I started little ailments that I never had before.
Everybody, MZ, that's the wall. It started probably a little earlier. You just didn't notice it. It's the wall. It happens. A lot of things happen. You know, a lot of people die between 27 and 30, 28 and 35. In astrology, that's called your Saturn return. And everybody goes through this really traumatic period between ages 28 and 35. It seems like rock stars. Amy Winehouse just died. She's 27. A lot of movie stars will die. In any case, it's the wall. And that's when you'll start to notice it in terms of your health. You won't notice it before that liver link. And by then, it's already too late unless you start to make changes. And that's a very important point about diabetes is it is reversible. It is, unless you have complete pancreatic, your pancreas is destroyed. And I don't even know then. I suspect there's ways you could probably take care of the pancreas, although I can't say I know of any. But in any case, it's reversible up to a certain point. So,
it looks like we have a color or two.
Let me just say one last thing, though.
Yes.
And then once the pancreas is messed up, once you have the digestive condition and the insulin link, and by the way, dysbiosis, which is bacterial problems in the small intestine, also impact diabetes, and that's secondary to digestive problems. Once you have this blood sugar connection and the digestive connection, then you have the third point, and that is the adrenal system. Your body's stress system, because now you have these energy fluctuations from your diabetes, so now you're running on turbo energy. And then from that point, the turbo energy shuts down your digestive system, which further compromises the blood sugar system, which further compromises the adrenal system, and you have this downward spiral at the three points. And from there, you get thyroid problems, you get cancer, you get heart disease, you get every single ailment you can think of from those three points. And unless you address those three points, people, you're not going to take care of anything, and the only thing your drugs can do is mask the symptoms, which is unfortunate because you're still dying. Go ahead.
All right. That pharmacist Ben Fuchs, our special guest today on the KSCO Saturday Special. You can hear him every weekday on KOMY AM 1340 between 8 and 9 a.m. He's got a great program called The Bright Side. It's nationally syndicated through the Genesis Communications Network. That is the same company that distributes the Alex Jones Show. And Alex Jones is a big fan of Ben Fuchs for good reason. And in fact, he called this last week, I think, didn't he, Ben? Didn't Alex call your show this last week, or maybe it was the week before?
Alex gave me some props.
Uh-huh. That's great. Anyhow, if you want to talk to Ben now, I've got a health question. Or we didn't even get into medical politics, which I'd really like to. But we'd like to hear from you at 831-479-1080. 479-1080. Okay, let's go to Craig in Palo Alto. Craig, you're on with Ben Fuchs and MZ.
Yeah, hey MZ, man.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I caught off and on Roy Masters. Was it last week he was on?
Yes.
Yeah, he said something about there's going to be a lot of suicides, and I didn't really catch the reasoning behind it, but it kind of caught my ears. And
extra stress. We were talking about the military and how you know multiple tours of duty have resulted in people. Wow, where do you begin? You can listen to that whole program by going to KSCO.com, clicking on Saturday Special Podcast, and it's right there. You can listen to it.
So he's talking about the military.
Not only the military. We were talking about what he's doing for the military, turning them on to his longstanding, very effective observation exercise, which is available at a website. Oh, golly. Oh, man. I'll try to remember it. But anyhow, so you didn't call to talk to Ben. You wanted to – you're calling to ask about something else.
Yeah. I mean, I like Ben and all. I just didn't have a –
okay.
By the way, what was I going to say?
Well, Craig, we want to keep it to Ben because Ben's real busy and he's got to leave pretty quick, okay? So we can't take up any time unless you want to talk to Ben.
Okay, well, sorry. Okay. Well, thanks anyhow.
You bet. Take care. Thanks. That was Craig. Here comes Millie in Aptos. Millie, welcome to the Saturday Special.
Thank you. Ben, would you please address statins? I'm very interested in that.
Okay. Here's the deal on statins. Statins target an enzyme system that is specific for making a class of fats of which cholesterol is one of them. But this class of fats that this enzyme system is called the HMG-CoA reductase system. You may have heard that term. So statins are technically an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. And so it inhibits this entire enzyme system. But this entire enzyme system makes a lot of very, very, very important substances like coenzyme Q10 and raw materials that are involved in steroid processing and just powerful stuff. So when you take a statin drug, you'll not make cholesterol. That's great. You're not making cholesterol, but you're not making a lot of other things. And cholesterol is important itself for making things. So when you and on top of all that, lowering cholesterol is not an effective strategy for heart disease. That's the misdirection part.
It's an effective strategy for Alzheimer's. I mean, to create Alzheimer's.
Lowering cholesterol with, to create Alzheimer's because right. Cholesterol is important for the brain. But lowering cholesterol is a very weak, very ignorant mechanism for protecting yourself from heart disease. It just masks one of the signs that they think is associated with heart disease.
I got to tell you a story here, and I'm going to mention a name that you remember. Ben, some years ago, you were on a Saturday Special talking about statins with a cardiologist, a very well-known, prominent, and super cardiologist named Dr. Ben Potkin. In Santa Cruz. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember well.
Yeah.
He walked out. He left.
No, wait a second.
It was supposed to be a two-hour interview, and at the end of the first hour, he was like, would you look at the time? I I have to leave, because he knew that there's no way you
can. Man, I was just going to say something nice about Dr. Pocket, and you're saying something bad. But anyhow, you say your thing, and I'm going to say my thing. I think the guy's pure class, and here's why. Okay. Yes, I do remember that he left. I don't remember him ever committing to more than an hour in the first place. But whatever, he did leave because presumably he had enough. And it wasn't unpleasant for him. It wasn't combative. No. What I thought was very amazing about that particular interview, that particular Saturday special, is that he didn't argue with you very much at all.
No, he didn't. That's my point. MC, I was not insulting Dr. Pocket. He was very nice and I enjoyed the conversation. But I'm saying he couldn't defend it.
Uh-huh.
You can't defend it.
Well, here's the something that's wonderful that I'm going to say about Dr. Potkin, and I've never known a doctor who would do this in the world.
Did you get, though, NZ, that I didn't mean to – I was not insulting the guy at all.
Yes, now I understand that. Now I understand that. Okay, I'm happy you made that clear.
Okay.
But here's what happened. some years after that – I had some sort of I thought it was a muscular, little contraction in the area of my chest. Whenever you mention chest pain or chest twinge or something that could be pain,
right.
Everybody's antennae go up and, because you got to make sure that, it's not an impending heart attack and so forth. So my primary care physician did me to a cardiologist, and I wanted to go to Dr. Potkin because I know him, I like him, I have a very high regard for him, and I went there, and I went to see him. I had a consult with him, and it was suggested that I have an angiogram, where they actually stick in a wire through your groin and go up and look inside your heart.
All right.
And I did that. I did that, and this was in November of 08. And when he came, when it was finished, thank God it was okay. There was no problem at all, and it was chalked up to something that had absolutely nothing to do with the heart. But I was sitting there in Dr. Potkin's office when he did his little transcription thing where he talked about patient Michael's whirling, 55-year-old male, this and that. And he actually said, Mr. Zwirling is a rather hard-headed individual who has his ideas about things, and he had been urged years ago to go on statin drugs, and he dug his heels in and refused to go on statin drugs. And from what I just saw in his heart, it would indicate that he made the right decision. Who would ever say that? I mean, doctors.
That's very good.
Doctors are just they refuse to admit.
Very good.
So,
that's why during our discussion, Dr. Pocket agreed with me, as you'll recall.
Yeah.
Agreed with most.
Why I think all these commercials on television for ask your doctor about Lipitor, or I wouldn't think of not trusting my heart to Lipitor.
Oh, yeah.
I had a heart attack, and it's because I didn't take care of it. Now I'm on Lipitor, and I'm going to live forever.
Just like it's ignorant to deify all doctors, it's ignorant to demonize all doctors, too.
Yeah. Anyhow, it really, really frosts me. And though I'm a free market sort of guy, I don't think that there should be cancerette advertising on radio and television should be illegal. But I think that there should be big disclosures about, after they play the commercial, I think you say, but anybody who the science has proven that anybody who smokes is a stupid idiot who's asking for health problems.
You think they should say that about prescription drugs after they tell you?
Yeah.
I tell this story a lot when I do my talks, and this is really a very interesting story. It tells a lot about the drug business. When I was in pharmacy school, 1980s, back in the day in the 80s, we saw a movie about a new drug class that was going to come out. It was going to revolutionize the hypertensive business, this new class of drugs, and nobody would have high blood pressure. And it was an hour-long movie. They took all his pharmacy students to see the movie, and it was, of course, sponsored by the drug company that was making the drug, right? And the drug was called Indural, which is now known generically as propranolol, and it was one of the classes of drugs called – the first of a class of drug called beta blockers, which some people have heard of. Now, beta blockers are drugs that block the beta nerves in the heart. Now, under any circumstances, what the heck kind of medical strategy is it to poison the heart so it doesn't beat as hard to lower blood pressure? The idiocy of that strategy is so staggering, and it's exemplified by this movie that we watched where the first 15 minutes were about – it's an hour-long movie – the first 15 minutes were about how this new drug was going to revolutionize the antihypertensive business and nobody would have high blood pressure anymore. In the last 45 minutes was some girl reading the side effects, and she was reading them rapidly to fit them all into 45 minutes. And I couldn't believe it was endless side effects.
Yeah.
And so all you got to do is pick up the package insert and look.
And that's part of the reason that drugs are, prescription drugs are so expensive, because network advertising on television doesn't come cheap.
And there's, all of
and
it.
And there's so damn much of it.
No, that's a sliver. That's a sliver, MC. You know the kind of marketing they really do?
Wow.
They fly doctors everywhere, and they have seminars, and they have big parties, and that's the marketing of this stuff. The marketing of this stuff is done.
And what about kickbacks? That's what Doc Wallach has said, and some of the doctors were incensed. You know, when we first put Doc Wallach on, they said, that's not true at all. That guy's running.
Not kickbacks. Here's where it is. The drug companies hire doctors to represent and write articles to other doctors. So they hire doctors to do some kind of research, and then that doctor goes around and lectures other doctors. That's the kind of kickback it gets, not to each individual doctor, but they hire doctors, and doctors know that they want to be hired, and they want to work for the drug company, and they participate in their own bed together, and the FDA's in it too. And guess who the losers are?
Us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be that way. That point is, and I call my program The Bright Side for a reason, MZ, because it's very easy to go off into a tangent of being pissed off, and that doesn't help. Being scared, that doesn't help. Being rageful, that doesn't help. None of these things help. You got to take the ball into your own court.
Yeah.
You know, when they had that Fukushima thing, I got so many calls on iodine. I wish I had bought a crap load of iodine before that thing happened. I wish I knew about that. But the point is, everybody wanted iodine, but there was no the lines at Wendy's weren't any shorter. All right?
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola sales didn't drop. It's like we're all concerned about Fukushima, and we're all concerned about terrorism. Taco Bell is the terrorist, folks. That's the terrorist. You know, if you're worried about dying, if you're worried about getting killed, only 3,000 people got killed.
No, wait a minute.
Only 3,000.
You're demonizing Taco Bell. You're talking. It might as well be McDonald's.
Let me tell you why.
Burger King, right? Anything fast food. It's not just Taco Bell. Right?
Yes. I don't mean to pick on Taco Bell. Just now, I like the alliteration of Taco Bell as a terrorist.
Oh.
So. I just like the way it sounds.
Okay.
But you're right. It's all of that.
So it's not a good thing for me to go get an 80 to 88 cent burrito at Taco Bell. I'm really killing myself.
I am not a food Nazi, and I don't judge what anybody eats. Okay, that's not my business to judge what anybody eats, and I don't like doing it. And I know people feel uncomfortable eating in front of me. You don't, obviously, MZ,
because
you eat some amazing things. But some people don't like to eat in front of me because they think I'm judging them. I'm not judging anybody. I don't care what people eat. But the point is, there's a price to be paid. There's a price to be paid we're going to eat the way we're eating. So there's all kinds of ways we participate in our health. There's all kinds of ways that we can take control of our health so we don't have to interface with the medical community, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a hospital, unless you have, God forbid, get hit by a car or whatever, or an insurance company. All right? You shouldn't. Imagine how much folks who are on drugs now or have medical issues, imagine how freeing it would be to have a solution to your problem that didn't involve a doctor, that didn't involve...
Telemedicine. Well, telemedicine, a consult with a doctor via telephone. Wouldn't that be nice to pick up the telephone and be able to
call a
biochemist. That's fine.
Call a biochemist.
They'll tell you what to do. We're talking with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, good friend of mine, good friend of KSCO's, good friend of everybody who knows him. A very approachable guy. He's got a program called The Bright Side, which airs on KOMY AM 1340 each weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. or on demand through Ben's website, which is called brightsideben.com. And you're invited to call 479-1080. Talk to Ben. Now, Gary in Salinas and Rory in Watsonville and Maria in Felton are on hold now. We will get to those calls. But I did invite emails. Robert R. Champion wants to know that now that this June, now into July, gloom weather around here doesn't do its part But how does one's diet contribute to one's overall feeling of well-being? Quick question. Yeah.
Keeping blood sugars is very, very – there's a lot of – in order to be quick and succinct, the most important thing you could do is keep your blood sugar from fluctuating, because when your blood sugar gets high, there's homeostatic balancing mechanisms that will pull it down and you'll feel like crap. Secondly, make sure you don't wear sunglasses if you don't have to. If it's not complete agony, let the sun enter into your optic nerve, into your brain, to make happy hormone, which is serotonin. So look in the sun, be in the sun as much as you can.
Well, don't look directly into the sun.
Yes, look directly in the sun.
No, Ben.
Yes, look directly in the sun and just make sure that you're healthy enough to do it. Okay? And I'm not talking about staring in the sun 24 hours a day, but
staring even for 10 seconds will burn out your retina. What are you talking about?
I beg to differ. First thing in the morning, do this first thing in the morning, okay, before you judge it. And by the way, you probably shouldn't, because you're not healthy enough to do it. I'm saying if you're healthy enough to do it, and you can still do it for a second or two, though. Get up in the morning, go right to the window. As soon as you get out of bed, keep your eyes closed if you can. Hopefully your window's near your bed. Keep your eyes closed, and then open your eyes and look right in the sun for 5 to 15 seconds and watch and feel the surge of energy that you get just from that.
Ben, you're scaring the hell out of me because of what you might be advocating to our audience, which could come back to haunt us. Ben Fuchs told us to stare at the sun, and now I got a blind spot. We don't need that.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous. I don't know if you're serious, but
I am serious. Whoever heard?
No.
You don't look at the sun unless it's through some really, really super, super dark filter.
I'm sure you're joking now.
I'm not joking.
Well,
that's what I think you're doing.
No, I'm not joking. You are obviously kidding. Try tomorrow, 5 seconds for you. But if you're diabetic and you've been diabetic for a while, that might be a little much for you. But if you're healthy, you want to be healthy enough to do it, because, and by the way, here's another little trick for you. Take a bunch of vitamins that are good for your eyes and watch what that does for your skin. Right? And there's eye vitamins you should be taking, MZ, you especially, all diabetics.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, question for Ben from Ellen Rofer. I am looking at two additives. One, IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor, and two, curcumin.
Curcumin.
Okay. I've heard heard good things about these with relation to neuronal repair. Are they worth it? Can you comment?
IGF-1 is a problem. You're going to be messing around with your IGF-1 stands for insulin-like growth factor 1, and it's a marker of insulin. It's a measure. It's a growth hormone, basically. And so you're playing with fire on that one. I don't know why anybody would ever take that, sometimes bodybuilders will take it, but I wouldn't mess around with the insulin. Absolutely not. However, curcumin is an amazing, absolutely amazingly powerful herbal substance. Amazing. It's an active ingredient in turmeric, which is curry. And it is one of the superstars of superstars of herbs. And I'm a believer in herbal medicine anyway, but even among herbs, it's one of the most powerful there is. And if you could put curcumin on if you could take curcumin or use turmeric as a spice, you should put it on everything and eat it. Eat it as much as possible. It's
even me?
Even you. Everybody.
I've got lots of turmeric that was provided to me by Saris Rao from the Curry Corner in Hayward. It's a little hole on the wall, and she says that the food is the most delicious I've ever tasted, and it's always great, and she says it's very good for me.
Very good. Turmeric.
Anything, because it's loaded with turmeric. Okay, it's pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Here's a question for Ben from Mickey Brown. Please clarify the difference between sunblock and sunscreen and which one we don't want to use. I've heard you before make the distinction, but I've gotten confused over time.
Okay. Here's the deal. Unfortunately, I used to be able to say that sunscreens were chemicals, sunblocks were pigments. And the pigments were much gentler and safer and more effective than the chemicals. However, the FDA has changed all the designations, and now you can no longer tell the difference. So I can't say that anymore. What you have to do is you have to look for two ingredients. There's only two people that you want to put on your skin. They used to be called sunblocks. Now everything's called a sunblock. So you want to look for the names, zinc oxide, which is the best. That's the one you want to look for. The second one is called titanium dioxide, and that's okay probably, but zinc oxide is just so perfect. The problem with zinc oxide is it's very difficult to formulate with. As a formulator, I could tell you this. It's really hard to work with. And secondly, it's also expensive. So companies don't want to mess around with it. It's hard to work with. It's expensive, but it's the best. So with the pigments, you get a complete blockage of the sun's rays. There's three main sun rays that are associated with ultraviolet radiation and skin cancers and burning and aging, and those are called UVA, UVB, UVC. Sunscreens only block UVB, and they do at an screen UVB, and they do at an expensive cost in terms of your health because they're nasty, nasty chemicals, and they only block UVB anyway. And so the sun blocks are not anywhere near as nasty. They don't penetrate. They sit on the outside of your skin, and they block UVA, UVB, and UVC completely, all of them. Now, here's the thing, though. Now, lately, the sunscreen chemicals have gotten sly, or manufacturers have gotten sly, and they said, oh, okay, well, we know that we have a problem here with this UVB block because there's UVA, and it doesn't touch UVA, which is very ironic because that's the one that's associated with aging. So people get they protect burning, they don't protect from aging. So UVA blockers now are found in sunscreen products or sunblock products, whatever you're buying. They added a UVA block. That typically goes by the name oxybenzone or some kind of benzone. The thing about the oxybenzones and the benzones, which are UVA blocks, is they're incredibly toxic. They're over the top toxic. They're so toxic
Pharmacist Ben, you wouldn't like it if I got murdered, would you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to get murdered by the pilot in command, Nikki, if we do a commercial break, which was overdue a long time ago. So, Maria and Felden, Jack and Capitola, Blank and Blank, and Gary and Selena, stay tuned. Not necessarily in that order. We will get to your phone lines. It's KSCO. It's the Saturday special, and we'll be right back. Kill the promos, Nikki, please.
It's time to grab your clubs and escape to De La Viega Golf Course in Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Tim Lostelot, head golf pro at De La Viega Golf Course. It's almost always a good time to grab your clubs and escape to De La Viega for a round of affordable golf and relaxation.
This is Patty Blade, and I'm retired. It's my favorite hole this week. It happens to be the third hole, only because I birdied that yesterday. It's a short par three. It's tough because it's sort of like put one in the bank, you have a big chance of putting another one in because it's a hole, a canyon. Trouble, a little scary. There's just nothing but trouble between you and the green. Maybe that's why it's my favorite hole this week.
Escape to De La Viega Golf Course in Santa Cruz. The golf is affordable and challenging, the people local and friendly. De La Viega, a beautiful municipal golf course right in your backyard. You can't miss. For tee times, call 423-7212 or delaviegagolf.com.
Now you can discover the mysteries of ham radio. Using modern transceivers, you can make friends all over the world, even talk to astronauts in space, ships on the high seas, and flying aircraft thousands of miles away. Unlike phone users, ham radio operators talk absolutely free and provide vital communications during disasters or emergencies. To find out more about ham radio, visit us at ARRL.org. And remember, unlike the internet, we crisscross the entire globe wirelessly.
I'm sure you've heard this.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Now, here's a new idea. 1 cup ice, 1 cup water into a blender, 2 scoops of vanilla whey powder, 1 packet of Paul Burst natural energy drink.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
Blend till smooth. Just like an orange creamsicle. Take you back to the good old days. Enjoy.
Flowerpowerdrink.com.
If you're concerned about smart meters, there'll be an emergency Santa Cruz Town Hall forum on Wednesday, August 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Loudon Nelson Community Center at 301 Center Street at Laurel in Santa Cruz. This event will be moderated by MZ of KSCO and features Joshua Hart, director of StopSmartMeters.org, and Dr. Carl Marrett of the Dove Health Alliance. Don't miss this opportunity to find out more about smart meters. Wednesday, August 3rd, 7 to 9 p.m. at Loudon Nelson Community Center, 301 Center Street in Santa Cruz.
Wouldn't you know it? Now the lines are jammed, and there's only 12 minutes, 11 minutes left. No, yeah, 11 minutes left. Anyhow, let's go right to the phones. Gary and Salinas, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Ben. If you...
Good morning, Ben, or afternoon, where you're at, I guess. two questions. One is about body-wide inflammation, and the second is iodine appropriate for someone who is hyperthyroid?
Yes, they're both good questions. First of all, the iodine was... the iodine is good for both hyper and hypo. Yes, the iodine is excellent for hyper and hypo. It's a general. That's the thing about nutrition. Nutrition normalizes. It normalizes. Now, sometimes iodine can inflame Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So you got to be a little careful if you have exacerbate, I should say, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is a very common thyroid problem with hypothyroidism. With that exception, iodine is normalizing, and people on hyper will benefit from iodine as people with hypo. Not only that, iodine deficiency is common, although less on the beaches or in marine areas where people eat a lot of fish.
We have so many callers, we got to limit each one to less than a minute.
Okay, body-wide inflammation, digestive system. There's no such thing as an inflammatory process that occurs without some kind of digestive issue, period, unless it's mechanical, unless you wound yourself mechanically. Yes.
Our own business manager, Carol Stafford, sent an email saying, I have to disagree with Ben. Yes, getting light in your eyes and on your skin is very good, but looking directly at the sun? No, that's very different. You can never catch an animal looking directly in the sun. And humans and most land animals have eyelashes. Isn't that part of the reason for them to shade your eyes a bit?
Oh, don't be silly. I didn't say to stare in the sun to walk around.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant you have to get some sun in your eyes.
You listen to the program tonight at 10 o'clock our time, and you'll hear that that's exactly what you said.
Oh, I didn't
Thank God.
I did not
You've upset
that.
Everybody. There's a whole slew of emails of people who are very, very...
I didn't mean that. I did not mean you walk around staring at the sun. That's stupid.
Now, Robert Chapman sent another email saying, hey, if we ever had any sun in Carmel to look at, well, we wouldn't need to.
No, I did not mean people. I hope that... obviously, you don't... God, you can't function staring at the sun. But you do need to get some sun in your eyes. And you're not wearing...
Okay, we understand that. Okay, let's go to Jack in Capitola. Jack, you're on KSCO with MZ and Ben.
Hey, Azzy. Real quick, for the last 15 years, I've been going to a Chinese foot reflexologist and herbalist in San Francisco, and he's are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. He's 81 years old, and an absolute master. He started it from 12 years, and his favorite saying: Chinese medicine 5,000 years old, Western medicine 250 years old.
That's good.
Better. Yeah. Anyway. To get to the bottom line, he was about 3 months ago. This poor man was raided. He was handcuffed.
Oh man!
And taken out of his office, held in jail overnight. And
oh
now
my
he's
God!
Charged. He's charged with federal crimes. The FDA. One person took her son to him. The guy has really bad testicular cancer. Edward treats people. He has cancer teas. He does the foot reflexology. He does what he can.
What's his? Can you tell me his last name? I want to look him up.
Edward Feng. Yeah, if you would please Google F-E-N-G, Edward Feng. It's a horror story. FDA turned it over to the Department of Justice. They sent SWAT teams in there. They cleaned out his office.
Is he in jail now?
You think we
can get through to him and talk to him on the radio? We'd love to do that.
Boy, that's a good possibility.
We're going to try to do that. Michael. Jack, we got to go. Thank you.
I know. I'd like to talk to you about it sometime. Maybe I'll email you.
Yeah, mz@ksco.com. By the way, Ben's email address is ben@ksco.com.
Okay, I will. And remember, Edward Feng, F-E-N-G.
I'm going to look him up. I'm definitely looking him up.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Here comes Maria in Felton. You're on the air with Ben and MZ.
Hi. I am glad that you talked about inflammation. So if you take care of your digestive issues, that should...
Yes.
Calm your body down, huh?
Oh, my God. Big time. The inflammatory system is the immune system. There's only three places where you can have an immune reaction from. The immune system is your defense system. So when you see inflammation, you've got an immune reaction. There's only three places it can come from. The skin, rarely. The lungs, occasionally. The digestive system, almost always.
Okay.
Ben, I just bought a bleep load Wait a second. I just bought a bleep load of bioluminescence.
Good for you.
You know, and that's going to work, right? Because you speak highly of that product, right?
You got a lot of work to do, buddy.
Okay, all right. Oh, you didn't want to interrupt Maria. Go ahead, Maria.
No, I have one more question. Well, actually two, but is there some basic book that I could begin learning as much as you do, as not much as knowledge as that you've had? I know a lot of what you say is true. You know, so I go, I know that.
Sense, right? It's common sense. When I say it, like the way I say it, it's just common sense. We have to demystify the body. We've mystified it to the, and that's what I was talking about, the minutiae. We've made it so complicated that the average person throws up their arms and says, forget it. You fixed me. I can't even begin to figure it out. It's not complicated. But if you want some basic books, I get all my stuff. I go to the medical library and get all my stuff, so it's a little bit different. But if you want some, I don't know of any really good basic books. My favorite nutrition book for basics is called Staying Healthy with Nutrition by Dr. Elson Haas, and it's a good reference source. It's very complete, but it's just putting it, the whole thing together. The best is textbooks, Guyton's Physiology, and I mean, I hate to say that, but you really have to have an understanding of science, not lay person, and there's no way to approach it in a lay level.
Got to move on to Marilyn in Watsonville. Marilyn, you're on the air on KSEO.
Hi, I don't know if you can help me or not, but I was recently in Watsonville Hospital and had surgery and stayed overnight. And they're charging me, the hospital, after Medicare paid and everything, they're charging me $987 for one self-administered drug.
Wow.
And I cannot identify this drug.
What's it? Do you know the name of it?
Well, this is what they have on their bill. It's CONJ, and then ES.
Oh, not, yeah.
42.5 grams.
And oh, you're kidding. Hang on. You're telling me for 42.5 grams of conjugated estrogen, is that what it says? CONGES?
Yes.
EST? That's conjugated estrogen, probably. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Conjugated estrogen, are you on a hormone replacement or anything?
No.
Then I don't know what congest, C-O-N-J-E-S-T?
Yeah.
Oh, congest.
Send an email to Ben at KSCO.com. We've got to move on to Mike in Santa Cruz. You know, I'm begging for phone calls before this, and everybody calls during the last 10 minutes. I just don't understand it. Mike in Santa Cruz, you're on with Ben.
Yeah, you're good to listen to. Very important. Quick question. You were talking about, Ben, you were talking about the toxicity stuff in the suntan lotions and the sunblock. Remember the old days we used to use the white stuff, the oxide?
That's the zinc oxide. That's the good stuff.
That's good.
That's the stuff you want. Yes.
Okay.
And nowadays you don't have to, they make it, they grind up the particles so you don't see the white anymore. A little bit of white, but not a lot. That's the stuff you want to protect your stuff from the sun. But don't be a heliophobe. Get some sun.
Don't worry.
Don't be scared. All right, good.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. Ben, we're working on getting you out here maybe in August, huh?
I'd love it.
Yeah, that'd be great. We could we could fill up a few halls here on three or four different parts of our listening area. Okay, Sonia in Santa Cruz. Quick, you're on the air on KSCO with Ben and MZ.
Oh, hi, Ben. It's Sonia.
Hey.
I've been diagnosed with diverticulitis.
Okay.
And I had two flare-ups, and the doctor said if I have another flare-up, he wants to do surgery.
Tell him to do surgery on his own damn colon. That's what I would tell him.
Yeah,
he wants to do surgery.
I don't want to do surgery.
I had that surgery, guys. I had that surgery myself in 1992, and it did cure me. But it left with a huge scar.
No, MC, stop.
I just want to know what to do for it. I take the ultimate tangy tangerine, and that kind of saved my life.
Okay, here's the deal, Sonia. And MZ, I want you to understand that fat absorption is the large colon is a source of bacteria, and it can completely tweak your digestive system to have that sigmoid.
Maybe that's what happened. Yeah, 13 inches of it is gone.
Yes, that's right. So keep your damn colon, tell the doctor to operate on his. Here's what you do if you have diverticulitis, okay?
Okay.
Figure out what foods you can't eat and don't eat them.
Right, okay.
It's as simple as that.
Like raspberries and stuff.
Whatever.
Okay.
Don't eat the foods. You keep your organs.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sonia. Our last caller today is Cecilia. You're breaking my heart. Go ahead.
My husband is on Coumadin.
Okay. That's a nasty one.
Yeah, and I see him not doing good. What can we do?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Remember, we're tying this down to the three points. The blood will clot when there are inflammatory factors and immune factors that are being activated inappropriately. Over time, you'll get changes in blood clotting. All right, so the Coumadin is a blood thinner to reverse the blood clotting, right? So what you want to do is you want to figure out why is what's getting into the body that's triggering the immune system and the inflammatory system, and I guarantee you it's in the digestive system.
That's it, gang. Thanks, Ben. Listen to Ben weekdays, 8 to 9 a.m. on KOMY AM 1340 or Brightside Ben anytime.
That's all, folks.
KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is 12 noon. Or it's supposed to be close. It's close to 12 noon. And you can listen to this program again tonight.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. The House is voting right now on the House version of Senator Harry Reid's plan to raise the debt ceiling. So let's go live to Washington and Fox News Radio's Jill Nato.
Karen, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid expected to get rejected today, just like the Speaker of the House got shot down last night. The House is expected to turn a thumbs down on Reid's plan to raise the debt ceiling, despite pleas from Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
I rise in support of the Reid legislation, urge my colleagues to support it because it protects Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare.
Senator Mike Crapo, the Republican from Idaho, calling for common sense.
We argue about what will have to be cut, and there needs to be trimming back of government services as well. But you could achieve phenomenal savings by just reducing the duplication and getting rid of the inefficiencies.
The default deadline is Tuesday. Karen?
Thank you. President Obama used his weekly address to urge lawmakers to work together.
Any solution to avoid default must be bipartisan. It must have the support of both parties that were sent here to represent the American people.
Republicans respond, it's imperative to put a lid on the federal checkbook.
If we don't change the way Washington operates, we will not get control of our government or our future. In short, we hope that the need to increase the debt ceiling could be an opportunity to make some very hard decisions to reduce government spending.
That's Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle. The head of Libya's opposition council says the rebels' chief military commander had been arrested before he was found dead. Abdel Fattah Younis was being investigated for charges of mismanaging his forces. Younis's body was found outside what has become the rebels' headquarters, the city of Benghazi, earlier this week. And Afghanistan's intelligence agency says it's arrested a senior army official for selling secrets to the Taliban. Fox News Radio.
Come on. Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad, and he loves it. That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Greta gets it.
A Fox News alert. Controversy exploding. The battle is on. You can count on us to bring you new developments as they happen.
Greta gets inside today's biggest headlines, behind the issues driving our nation, and up close to the topics impacting you. Greta gets the who, what, and why behind every story, and gets the all-important interviews America wants to see.
President Obama was a job creator from day one.
We've got to cut spending.
Because Greta gets it. Greta Van Susteren, weeknights on the record on Fox News Channel.
Big Republican names from Texas and Pennsylvania talking about gay marriage in New York.
Texas Governor Rick Perry says it's really none of an out-of-state politician's business that a state like New York okays gay marriage. Presidential candidate Rick Santorum's response?
It is your business. It is not and should not. It is not fine with me that New York has destroyed marriage.
But Perry says it doesn't matter that he personally is against gay marriage.
The 10th Amendment frees New York State to define marriage as they please, but the traditional definition suits Texas and this governor just fine.
Perry and Santorum spoke separately at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
A Caribbean Airlines jet went down at an airport in Guyana, breaking in two, and all 163 people aboard survived. The Brickyard 400 revving up at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway tomorrow.
Jamie McMurray took the checkered flag at the Brickyard in 2010, but going into this week's race, McMurray will be the first to admit.
We've had a really bad year. It's been very frustrating to have the success that we did last year and to struggle the way we have so far this year. But at some point, that turned around.
Tony Stewart hails from Indiana, and though it's fun to race in front of a hometown crowd, there's a lot of pressure.
It's always probably the most intense weekend of my year, next
to the Daytona 500 weekend.
Stewart is currently in 11th place in the point standings. McMurray is in 29th place. Fox in the Fast Lane. I'm Marjay Tashina, Fox News Radio.
Another royal wedding. Queen Elizabeth II's granddaughter, Zara Phillips, was married today in Scotland. The daughter of Princess Anne married rugby star Mike Tyndall. Phillips is 13th in line to the throne, but she doesn't use a royal title. Compared to the recent broadcast round the world wedding of her cousin, Prince William, and his bride, Catherine, this was a very low-key, regal affair. Karen Regal, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. As soon as the fog and clouds clear up, we're going to have mostly sunny skies. High of 73 with the west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 72, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.